freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, so enjoy. That's freetalklive.com. Well, during the news break, Wayne, you'd asked me if there was any fresh news about the Ed Brown situation, and I went to the blog to take a quick look, and it looks like there's still just a warrant out for his arrest. Nothing has yet to happen. Nothing has occurred, which is good news, because we don't want anything to occur. We don't want Ed to get shot and killed. And again, once in case you're just tuning in, he's the...
In which case, he won't be blogging about that.
Ed's not actually doing the blogging. It's people that care that have that access. Ed's got like a dial-up connection. It's not easy to do anything with dial-up.
Gotcha. No.
But anyway... So Ed is the man who is holed up in his Plainfield, New Hampshire home, just essentially waiting for whatever's next with the government that is trying to capture him after he was found guilty in a rigged courtroom, a kangaroo court, as Ed himself put it, for so-called tax evasion charges. I went there over the weekend. I don't know if, Wayne, you're planning on going out to visit the Brown household at all.
Yes, I was by there the other day, and I couldn't find it. I didn't have the address with me.
Yeah, you got to go during the day. Because we actually went during the day, and then we left to go get some dinner, because there's nothing around. It's Plainfield. There's not exactly a lot of... It's plain. Anyway, we went to go get some dinner, came back. By the time we came back, it was dark, and we drove past the entrance to the area where he lived probably four times before we found it again. So you definitely want to go during the daytime. But anyway, so nothing fresh really to announce about Ed. However, there is some news in regards to, well, taxes. According to Lindsay Springer and Quest for Fair Trial in Concord, New Hampshire blogspot, on December 4th, 2006, when the Ninth Circuit Court reversed the United States Tax Court on whether litigation costs involving the IRS making a claim that was three times what they were actually owed was the liability of the McKee family to suffer, an added penalty, so to speak. Then they give you a link to this court case, but here is the summary of what happened. The tax court held that the IRS was not liable for their calculation blunders on the basis that the tax court, in its discretion, claimed the regulations written by the IRS and codes were so complex that the IRS could not be held liable for its failure to understand them.
Oh, man.
The Ninth Circuit Court reversed the decision. The Commissioner of the Internal Revenue asked the Ninth Circuit not to make the decision public. And now you have it. No matter what they do with it, you have a copy of it, and the commissioner is bound by the decision. Imagine the taxpayer claiming mistake because the statutes and regulations were so complex and the IRS rejecting that and seeking penalties for failure to measure up, which is something that happens all the time. Individuals filing taxes will screw up, and then the IRS will say, well, you should have known. Ignorance of the law is no excuse, blah, 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 and we're going to slap you with penalties or whatever. Now, here they are saying that the IRS essentially said, we can't figure out our own regulations, and so they reversed the court decision.
I might add, Ian, that a lot of times when these court cases come out against the IRS, a lot of them are sealed, so they can't be made public.
Well, I guess they didn't get around to sealing this one. The decision in the tax court abuse of discretion show that the tax court is not a court at all, but a place where the complexity can be filtered to the benefit of the IRS. I don't mind the government having the benefit when the law supports their claim, but when the law is basically written by them and they claim it's so complicated they can't be held liable for their mistakes and they deal with it every day for their job, what does that say about the rest of America? It's so complicated. The IRS can't comply with their own regulations or even understand what they say. Add to this the Paperwork Act, Reduction Act of 1995 duties upon them, and it's like having this in HD. I don't know what that means. In short conclusion, I would say the judges will eventually show up at the dance, but they will probably not be invited, nor will enter as everyone else. It's always good to have someone monitoring the cameras from the side and rear entrances, just to know, so we know where they are and from and when they've left the building. It's a little strange. I'm not sure exactly what that last paragraph means or is in relation to, but nonetheless, as it turns out here, the IRS can't figure out their own code. So how on earth can any American, any average American, be expected to do the same thing?
Have you ever seen the code book?
Isn't there more than one?
Oh, well, the code book, IRS okay. Code book, is thick. Voluminous piece of...
I wouldn't know where to go to even look for
literature.
It. They don't distribute a copy of the code book to every American. They just give you a 1040 form and tell you to fill this thing out.
Well, I've seen the code book before. A few years ago was the last time I saw it, and it was just an abomination. Even former Treasury secretaries have been quoted as saying that.
That it's an abomination?
Yes.
But yet it's foisted on everyone.
That's right.
And you must pay or else they're going to come after you, the U.S. Marshals, like in the Ed Brown case.
That's right.
And as you pointed out, we were talking about during the break, the only reason Ed Brown's alive today is because of the the Internet.
That's right, and all the blogging and all the activity online now. And I find it amazing and really hopeful that this man is in one of the darkest hours of his life.
Sure.
And his wife is gone, and all these things are happening, and all these people are showing up from all over the country. In
they
their
sure
cars,
are.
And their broken-down buses, everything. They're all coming to help him and support him, and it's just, it's very, very heartening.
It's a Liberty convoy.
A good bulk, a good portion of the people that are coming to Ed Brown's defense are actually Free State Project members.
Oh, yeah.
So it really, not only is the Internet a critical portion to Ed Brown's safety, but also the existence of the Free State Project and those people who have become early movers of the Free State Project are also pretty critical as well.
Yeah, he also has a pretty supportive community around him that he's built. He and his wife have built. They have a lot of friends who are very supportive, and they're also playing a big role from what I understand as well.
Now, since we're talking about the feds and taxes, Wayne, you've got some news that I don't know. I don't think it's really too surprising, but some people might be shocked.
Yes, there's an article from yesterday's freemarketnews.com entitled Fed Employees Head Tax Scofflaw List. While many of us are gathering up our receipts and other paperwork or paying someone else to do so and preparing our annual federal tax returns, many others are not. According to a posting at WTOP radio station's website, the federal government is still trying to recover nearly $3 billion from its own employees who failed to file income tax returns for 2005. The story says that more than 450,000 active and retired federal employees do not voluntarily comply with federal income tax requirements for the 2005 tax year. Based on documents obtained by...
Wayne, I'm going to have to put you on hold there, man. Your microphone's freaking out. We've been having microphone problems here, and I apologize. I've got new ones on order. They just have yet to come in yet. We're going to try you back here and see if... it's fixed itself. I think it has. So
yes,
do continue.
I do love things that fix themselves.
Yes.
And of course, this was based on the documents obtained by the station through the Freedom of Information Act. The documents reportedly show no federal agency has been spared and that every single one of them has at least one current or retired employee who failed to comply with federal tax laws. Within the executive branch, the story says 71 employees owe over $600,000 in taxes for 2005, although 20 of them are now in IRS payment plans, cutting the total to little less than $500,000 allegedly owed within that branch of government. The White House has reportedly has yet to respond to requests for comment. The highest number of scofflaws in any one agency reportedly comes from the United States Postal Service. We're 56.
Well, now that's fair. That's fair because the U.S. Postal Service does have the highest number of bureaucrats. So it makes sense that they would have the highest number of scofflaws.
I guess, proportionately. But there's 56,652 employees allegedly owe more than $320 million.
Wow.
With about 22,000 of them already agreeing to payment plans. Now, this is not even including the IRS. I read a story about 2 years ago where even within the IRS, there are a mountain of people who don't file.
Amazing. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Makes you wonder, do you think those people in the IRS know something that
right.
you don't?
Right. Do they know it's that easy just to get away with it?
I think they probably do, and I'm sure they've investigated on their own, like a lot of the former IRS agents who have quit have. They just happen to be on the right side of the guns.
Yeah, I wonder if they are a little more Johnny-on-the-spot going after regular citizens as opposed to going after the feds, going after their own, essentially. Whereas you'd think if they went after their own, they could hold them up as examples and say, hey, look, we're really serious about these taxes. We're making our own employees pay them. You know, these employees that refuse, we're ensuring that they get it together and they pay us the taxes they supposedly owe.
They're and cheating us all.
Isn't it actually true that as far as the law is concerned, federal employees are people that do owe taxes as opposed to the rest of America?
The way I understand it, yes. They're one of the few who really are required to.
By law.
By law.
1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up, a survey, a disturbing survey from the United Kingdom about people there willing to give up freedom.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 24th, 2007, gold 640.20. Ounce gold coins are at 661.16, 334.15 for half, 166.56 for quarter ounce coins. That's 661.16, 334.15, and 166.56. 1971, Nissan closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit herbalhealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the updates list for free, of course, at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Who's the most pro-liberty individual in the United States Congress? Many people would say it's Ron Paul. And the rest of them don't know what the hell they're talking about. Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February the 23rd through the 25th, 2007. Meet presidential candidate Congressman Ron Paul and other influential people who support your freedom. Register at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
You don't have to get in touch with them for next year's Liberty Forum, see if they can get Terry Goodkind up there.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That'd be cool, huh?
Yeah, it would. You know, it was great talking to him in the last hour.
If you missed it, it'll be up archived later tonight at freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the United Kingdom, across the pond, as they say, to the London Guardian, where an overwhelming majority of people in Great Britain are willing to surrender civil liberties to help tackle the threat of terrorism. The nation's leading social research institute will disclose today. The survey found that 7 in every 10 people in the United Kingdom think compulsory identity cards for all adults would be so-called, quote, a price worth paying,
jolly good,
unquote, to reduce the threat of terrorism. That's 7 out of 10. 8 out of 10 say the authorities should be able to tap the phones of people suspected of involvement in terrorism, open their mail, and impose electronic tagging or home curfews. You know, I don't think the numbers would be too drastically different here in the United States. I'm not sure.
A little lower, but not a lot.
Maybe a little lower. The findings come from the annual British Social Attitude Survey based on an interview, or interviews rather, with a sample of 3,000 adults, decent-sized sample, by the National Center for Social Research. It found a declining sense of Britishness, particularly among English people who are becoming more inclined to assert their Englishness. I don't know what that means.
Well, Britishness would refer to being a member of the Empire, the Great Britain Empire, mm-hmm. as opposed to Englishness, which is a member of the country of England. Like, for instance, there's Wales, Scotland, Ireland. I can't name the rest of them. I think the Falkland Islands might still be involved. But, it's they're retracting a little more.
Got it. More private. Area specific.
Yeah.
It also found greater stress at work and a yearning among working parents to spend more time with their children, as well as overwhelming public support for euthanasia, allowing a doctor to end the life of a patient with an incurable or painful illness who asks to be helped to die. That's good news, I guess.
Well, as long as the government doesn't get involved and decide who gets to die, who has to die and who doesn't.
The report said support for civil liberties in Britain peaked in 1990 before going into a steep decline. In 1990, 9% of adults thought the police should be allowed to question suspects for up to a week without letting them see a solicitor. In the latest interviews, that number nearly tripled to 25%.
It's really bad.
1 out of 4 Britons believe that the government should be able to detain you for up to an entire week before you can see a lawyer. In 1990, 40% disagreed with the proposition that every adult should carry an identity card. That proportion has nearly halved to 22%.
Mm.
Much of this hardening of attitudes occurred in the mid-1990s before people's views were influenced by possible dangers of Islamic terrorism. The researchers decided the main reason was slackening of concern for civil liberties among voters who were influenced by the tough rhetoric of Tony Blair and his Law and Order spokesman. The proportion of Labour voters opposing compulsory identity cards fell from 45% in 1990 to 15% in 2005 as the party changed its stance. So like the Republicans here in the United States, as soon as the party makes a change, doesn't matter what your principles used to be, as long as the party says it's an okay idea, they'll go along with it. That's what's happening in Great Britain, and it's what's happening here in the United States. That's all it is. Although the threat of terrorism did not cause the change in public mood, it was now being used by Labour and Conservative politicians to mobilize support for even tougher measures. The poll found people were less inclined to support civil liberties when asked questions mentioning terrorism. For instance, about 80% of Britons said electronic tagging of terrorist suspects was a price worth paying to combat terrorism. The same
Crazy.
Proportion backed home curfews. Trev, can you imagine? I mean, right now in the United States, we're talking about tagging sex offenders with GPS anklets, and I had suggested that this was just the beginning. Just wait, they're going to be tagging other criminals, other convicted criminals, people who, they're not criminals anymore, they've served their time, they should be out, they should be free men again, but now they're going to be tagging the sex offenders. I suggested it was a matter of time before they're going to be tagging murderers, rapists, people that rob stores at gunpoint, but now Great Britain's just jumping right over that whole step. Forget tagging the convicted criminals. Let's tag the suspects. The same proportion backed home curfews, 80%. They backed travel restrictions and detention without charge for more than a week. Less than a quarter of the population said torturing terror suspects would be a price worth paying, and only 35% would accept a ban on peaceful protests and demonstrations.
Those people scare the heck out of me. That it's okay to torture the terrorists kind of thing. Oh, my God.
I'm surprised that with the 80% in this this particular survey that it was only as low as 25%. But the nation is almost equally divided on whether people charged with terrorism-related crime should be denied a jury trial, with 50% finding that it's acceptable and 45% saying unacceptable. So just like here in the United States. Now, I haven't seen any sort of questions like this being asked of U.S. citizens. I'd be very interested to see what their responses would be.
It also goes to show you how powerful the media is and how powerful the notion that you can repeat a lie or something that's a falsehood over and over again, and people believe it after a while and accept it.
That's one of the, isn't that the first rule of propaganda?
It sure is.
50% saying that people charged with a terrorism-related crime should be denied a jury trial. That's right along with what's going on here in the United States, where, according to the Military Commissions Act, if you're labeled an unlawful enemy combatant, or suspected unlawful enemy combatant, or whatever it is they label you, you get thrown into a military brig, you get a military tribunal, a star chamber, as they call it. In fact, Mark, I know you had a story a while back about star chambers. Might be an appropriate time to dig that out, if you can find it. 50% say that's okay.
Got it right here.
In Great Britain. Connor Gertie, a professor of human rights law at the London School of Economics and joint author of the report's civil rights chapter, said, quote, "The very mention of something being a counterterrorism measure makes people more willing to contemplate the giving up of their freedoms. It's as though society is in the process of forgetting why past generations thought that these freedoms might be so very important." Man, this is sad. The report said the British have bemoaned loss of civil liberties for centuries. Even the barons who forced King John to sign the Magna Carta in 1215 said they wanted to regain freedoms that they'd enjoyed under Henry II. In fact, civil liberties grew steadily over time. Quote, the question posed by the data generated by this survey is whether this progressive trend is at risk of being put into reverse. Politicians of all parties should be more disciplined in playing the counterterrorism card in public debate. It's a Trump, certainly, but overplayed, it has the potential to completely distort the whole game. But fear of terrorism did not reduce people's support for human rights in the international arena. 84% agreed that, quote, when a country is at war, it must always abide by international human rights law. And 78% rejected the proposition that, quote, during a war, it's acceptable for the armed forces to torture people. So they're relatively still against the whole torturing idea, but the giving up of liberties, no problem. 80% all for it.
And it's really just the way you phrase it. Yep. For most of these people.
ID cards, more restrictions, less freedom. Apparently, Britons are all for it, and I suspect that Americans would be all for it as well if asked the right questions. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years,
on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now, and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
That number again is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. And that does include the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener editable version of our website. So head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. February's winner of the Lysander Spooner Award, Radicals for Capitalism, a freewheeling history of the modern American libertarian movement by Brian Doherty, outlines both the history of libertarianism and its true influence yet to come. Check out this and many other books and videos on liberty at lfb.com. That's laissez-faire books at lfb.com.
You know, by a stroke of fortune, lfb.com is the only one that has Radicals for Capitalism right now. You cannot get the book faster than ordering it through them, unless you're the author.
There you go. 1-800-259-9231, our toll-free number. We were talking about some disturbing statistics from the United Kingdom. 80%. Apparently, of 3,000 people polled over there were more than willing to give up their freedoms if it meant a little bit of protection from so-called terrorists. And, Mark, you had a related story from a little while back that we actually never got to.
Yeah, it was, it's a story that has a little bit of background on what a star chamber is.
Right, because that's what's going on here in the United States.
We've heard the terminology, but we didn't know what it meant, and the government doesn't use the terminology.
Well, we've gotten into some detail, I think, as to what it meant. As I understand it, and I'm sure I don't know it all, but as I understand it, a star chamber is a secret court where you are essentially rounded up by some mysterious black cloak government agency, thrown in the back of a van, taken to some mysterious location, some military brig, unnamed base somewhere, locked in a cell, not given access to an attorney, and then put in front of this star chamber. Or maybe they won't even put you in front of the star chamber. And the star chamber, this secret tribunal, will essentially make a decision about your case, maybe without your knowledge. And, of course, it's certainly not going to be a public trial. So that's, as I understand it, Mark, what's the story?
Well, King Charles I used the court of Star Chamber as a parliamentary substitute during the 11 years of personal rule, which he ruled without a parliament, hence called the personal rule. King Charles made extensive use of the Court of Star Chamber to prosecute dissenters, including the Puritans who had fled to New England and founded the United States. So it's kind of interesting that the United States was brought about by the use of star chambers, and now the United States is using star chambers.
Boy, oh boy, history sure does repeat itself.
It's amazing stuff. In modern usage, legal or administrative bodies with strict, arbitrary rulings and secretive proceedings are sometimes called metaphorically or poetically star chambers.
Isn't it interesting how human beings end up recreating the very thing they ran from?
It is. It's incredible.
Well, yeah, it's all in the name of protecting yourself. And I'm sure that's what King Charles felt like he was doing to his his rule in England, and therefore protecting England itself. Because he's the legitimate ruler of England, he must protect himself, and then thereby protecting England.
I think star chamber is kind of a funny term. It makes me think of a planetarium when I hear it. I don't think of something that's inherently bad, but this is bad, bad, bad.
It is. I've got some quotes here from different government officials about the star chambers and that kind of thing, but they're positive, they're negative ones towards the star chambers. These are mainly law people, JAG people, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So from Colonel Dwight H. Sullivan, U.S. Marine Corps Reserve's Chief Defense Counsel, he says, "The rules appear to be carefully crafted to ensure that an accused can be convicted and possibly executed based on nothing but a coerced confession. The rules would allow an accused to be executed based on nothing but hearsay. This is inconsistent with the approach recommended by Senator Lindsey Graham. Senator Graham, a veteran military lawyer, stated that although there may be need to have additional exceptions with the hearsay rule, it would serve us well as a country to sit down and come up with a hearsay rule that has exceptions for the needs of war on the war on terror, not just ignore the hearsay rule in general."
What's he talking about there?
He's saying that, well, we need star chambers, but they need to be not quite so arbitrary.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's what he's saying. "The rules provide no protection against unreasonable searches and seizures, even searches that would intrude on a person's body. Under the manual, a defendant can have his body cavities forcibly searched without his consent, and any evidence..." What kind of evidence are you going to find in body cavities?
Wait, what manual is this? How to run a star chamber? I don't understand. What are we talking about, the manual that they're running the secret courts by, or the military tribunals by?
Well, you've got me on the ropes there. I don't know what manual it is precisely. I know that this is regarding the Military Commissions Act,
They're supposed to treat people, I guess.
And these are quotes from the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing August 2nd, 2006.
Okay.
He can, let's see, they can, any evidence derived thereof may be admitted against him. A defendant could be subjected to risky surgery in an effort to try to obtain something that the prosecution wants to see, like a piece of shrapnel.
Oh boy.
A defendant has absolutely no right to object to such a conduct under these rules, and the authorities don't even need to obtain a search warrant from a judge. The rules, broad protections for classified information, threaten to swallow everything. These rules are particularly scary coming in the wake of the new Guantanamo classification guidelines that make even the prisoner's own name a classified secret.
Wow.
The rules violate the principle that the jury shouldn't be allowed to see anything that the defendant can't see. Witnesses can be shielded so that the defendant can't see them, but the jury can. Rules favor the prosecution over the defense, for example.
Witnesses can be shielded, which is, of course, all of this is in direct contradiction with the Constitution. I mean, the Constitution...
You're supposed to be able to face your accuser.
Exactly. Witnesses against you, you should be able to see who they are.
Correct.
This is so un-American. And it's happening right here.
The prosecution can base its entire case on hearsay without calling witnesses. But if the defendant offers his own hearsay statement without taking the stand...
Objection!
The judge must tell the members, essentially, that the evidence isn't believable. The rules require the commission to accept the fundamentally flawed combat status review tribunal process determination that a person is an unlawful enemy combatant is dispositive. Once a CRT has been made a determination, the military commission cannot look behind the finding, even if the CS, RT, proceeding relied on evidence obtained by torture or other unreliable evidence.
I don't know what the military terms are, acronyms.
Yeah, essentially what one of these, this is the Combat Status Review Tribunal,
okay,
decides whether or not a person's unlawful enemy combatant, and then...
Oh, that's the tribunal that that Bush gets to appoint people to.
The Star Chamber.
Right. But, the whole deal with the Military Commissions Act and them labeling you an unlawful... What is it? Unlawful enemy combatant?
Right.
Them labeling you that, that's decided by that board. What was the acronym? CT what?
CSRT.
The CSRT,
it's
and
the
President Bush...
Combatant Status Review Tribunal.
And President Bush gets to hand-pick the people that sit on that tribunal. So it's all going to be his guys. And if they decide that Wayne is an enemy, unlawful enemy combatant, then you're going to get picked up and thrown into the system that he's
I'm
describing.
I'm sorry.
Just that quick. And there's really, you know, there's nothing to stop. They did it to Jose Padilla. There's no reason
exactly
they couldn't do it to you.
They did it to Jose Padilla when it was illegal. And then what they did with the Military Commissions Act was they retroactively said, hey, you know what, all that, it was illegal, but no longer. In fact, retroactively, it's now been made completely legal, all the horrific things we did to that man. That's what they've done. And now we can do it to anybody else as long as this tribunal decides you should be on the list.
See where things are going, folks?
How could you not see where these things are going? I mean, once presented with the information, which I don't think this is coming from a major news source, is it, Mark? Where's this coming from?
I haven't been able to figure out the source on the Miami Herald.
Well, even when presented with the information, most people won't come across it. And it's amazing to me that most people aren't waking up to the fact that they live in a very scary country. This is sick.
These rules permit, this is from Nan Aran, president of the Alliance for Justice. These rules permit death penalty verdicts against detainees who have confessed under torture and coercive interrogation.
Mm-hmm.
This is certainly not justice, and in fact, is little more than a rejection of American values.
Abomination.
Yeah, it's unconscionable that the Bush administration drafted the rules in secret with no input from Congress or the public. Not that it should matter anyway what Congress and the public say. These people have rights, whether they're American citizens or not. And, you know, they're not prisoners of war, because there's no war.
This whole
Who
process,
are we fighting against?
This tribunal is only really going to be picking up American citizens. As I understand it, that's their purpose, is to go after American citizens that they believe are so-called unlawful enemy combatants. More on the way. This could be you. This could be us. This is Free Talk Live.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice.
I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The Packet8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and stock up on whatever you need for life. There's 35 categories of products, everything from books like Terry Goodkind's books. You can buy those at amazon.freetalklive.com.
And I have.
And there's books, there's DVDs, office products, sporting goods, accessories, clothing, you name it, they sell it. Even big stuff like furniture, high-dollar items, all there, amazon.freetalklive.com. When you buy through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So seriously, what could be better? You don't have to leave your house. You order the stuff with a few clicks of the mouse. It comes delivered to your door. Free Super Saver shipping in many, many cases. And you help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. amazon.freetalklive.com. Well, we just got through an article from you, I guess the Miami Herald, Mark, reporting on some experts who had taken a closer look at this Military Commissions Act of 2006, which essentially, in case you weren't aware, is a law that was passed to authorize all of the unconstitutional, outrageous things that the Bush administration has done to people like Jose Padilla or Padilla, whatever you want to call him, over the last several years. And they've made it legal now, all of these abuses of the Constitution, these violations, blatant violations of freedom and liberty and the concepts and ideas that this country was founded on. All of it's now fully legal, and there's a tribunal that the president has formed. I don't know if his members are sitting on it yet, but he has the ability now to form this tribunal to simply, the purpose of the tribunal is to identify unlawful enemy combatants, so-called. And once you're labeled an unlawful enemy combatant, you are then picked up by the government. You are then thrown into a military brig and given a military trial, a tribunal, a star chamber, as they're called, where all of the rights that you are familiar with, according to the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, the right to a fair trial, the right to a speedy trial, the right to a trial by your peers, a jury of your peers, the right to confront the witnesses against you, the right to counsel, all of these things have been thrown completely out the window.
And, you know, the right, when it comes to the right to counsel, it, you know, that includes you can't even talk to your family and friends. You're held in secret.
Right.
It's
they don't
a
know
secret
you're there.
Court. You're in a secret prison. The secret police have snatched you up. They have secret evidence against you.
They're not releasing your name.
Secret witnesses. The jury is a bunch of government bureaucrats. It's a military jury or somebody appointed by Bush. you're in deep, deep doo-doo if you get involved. If you get picked up, you might as well be dead. Yeah.
And then you hear these snotballs say, oh, you mean you support the rights of terrorists? Well, no, we don't. We support the rights of people wrongly accused of terrorism.
That's why the Bill of Rights was written, not just because of wrongly accusing people of terrorism, but wrongly accusing people of anything. The purpose behind the Bill of Rights is to protect not criminals, but to protect those who have been wrongly accused, those who have been railroaded by overzealous prosecutors and government authorities who just want to put people in prison cells. The purpose behind the Bill of Rights is to give those people a shot, to give those people a chance at defending themselves, at having an honest and fair trial.
That's right. And now all the facts come out, the jury can decide, the judge can decide.
Right. And now it's all been ejected over this terrorism fear, this scaremongering by these politicians. And we were talking during the break, Wayne, that, you know what, with all of this scary stuff going on in this country, there is no better time than now to get active in the pro-freedom movement. Whether that means joining the Free State Project and moving to New Hampshire, and I hope that's what that means for you, because it seems to me that's the most effective way to make a difference in this country and in your lives as far as attaining more freedom personally.
Yeah, I think this is our last chance, guys.
It really is, and don't wait. There's no need to hesitate. Don't wait for the 20,000. In fact, if you miss the first 1,000 sign-up period, so come anyway. Come within the next few years. Get here as soon as you possibly can. I feel like the stand for liberty is being made now.
Absolutely. It's started already. And, you know, the sooner people get here and the sooner people start, the sooner it's going to be happening.
Ed Brown's the tip of the iceberg.
You know,
and despite what the rest of the United States does, I see New Hampshire as being a potential Hong Kong, in a sense.
I agree.
Because Hong Kong is number one in the world in economic freedom, despite the fact that they're controlled and pretty much owned by Communist China.
Yeah. Well, China has brilliantly decided to let the golden goose lay, essentially. They aren't messing with Hong Kong. When they regained control, about 10 years ago now, they regained control. They pretty much didn't do anything but open a couple of offices there and let them be. And thank goodness they have, because Hong Kong, as you put it, is the number one most economically free country in two separate surveys by two completely different organizations. The Free the World survey at Free the World, I believe it's .com or .org. FreeTheWorld.com or .org, and then there's the Heritage Foundation Index of Economic Freedom, both of them.
And the United States is slipping down the list every year.
Yep, sure is.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to have any breaks on it either. It just keeps on going down, down, down. And the main reason that it's slipping down the charts is the tax burden in the United States keeps on increasing. And, you know, if they just roll back the taxes, and the impending taxes that are coming on from, you know, wars that are going to be fought forever and ever, then we'd go back up the charts.
Well, W did cut taxes, but he didn't cut spending. And so the other tax,
where's it going to come
tax,
from?
Yeah, inflation. They print more money.
He just wants some Democrat in the future to tax us on it.
That's that way right. They can blame the next guy, right?
Right.
Oh, it's pathetic.
It really is. And so I really feel like if you have been waiting and sitting on the fence, well, what more does it take? I mean, the right to a fair trial in this country is being abolished under your nose, right out in the open. The argument from the other side, from the political opposition to this program, isn't whether or not this should be happening, but, hey, we should have run it by Congress, or we should have run it by the people first. We should see what they think about all this destruction of freedom. That nobody's taking the position that this is anathema to freedom, that this is the antithesis of liberty.
They're creating a lot of criminals, and, you know, there's just a few basic laws that we need. Don't kill, don't cheat, don't steal, don't rape. There's not that many. It's simple, guys.
You'd think.
But now look at all the piles and piles and piles and walls full of laws we have.
Yep.
It's crazy. How many criminals have those created?
And how many people could possibly even begin to get a grasp on all of the laws in the United States?
That would be impossible.
This country has come to the point of total absurdity.
Just
it's
the tax
laughable.
Code alone. Just the
yeah.
tax code alone. And then all the other codes, all the other mucky-muck things that they've got on the books now.
Zoning regulations. There's another one. Try learning just the zoning regulations in your town. Now, maybe if you have a very, very, very small town of a couple hundred people, you might be able to handle it. But if you're in a medium-sized city, lower, smaller-sized city, impossible.
Mm-hmm.
How could you possibly understand that? We've gone into the realm of insanity in this country, and we continue down the path towards tyranny.
I think the only way
accelerating.
I think the only way you would even know what the zoning laws, even in a small town, were, is if A, you're some kind of architect or something like that. You're involved in the building industry in your town. That way, you would it would make sense for you to know that stuff. Or B, you worked on the planning board, and they probably don't know it all either. Their answer to everything's just no.
Yeah.
And so that's just how they do things, you know.
1-800-259-9231. How do you feel about where the country is going and how fast we're going there? Is it disturbing you? And if not, what's it going to take to get to you? What's your... I presume that many of the people listening to this program have been disturbed. They have realized that things have gone way too far, and hopefully they're getting active to do something about it. But I like asking the question of, what about the rest of America? Because they're definitely asleep at the wheel. And what's it going to take to clue them in, to wake them up? The Jose Padilla story apparently isn't enough. The fact that the United States government has imprisoned a man with no charges. Now, he has some charges now after 3.5 years. That's how long it took them to charge him. And the only reason they charged him was because the Supreme Court stepped in and said, you either... charge, or was it federal court or Supreme Court? They stepped in and they told the Bush administration, either charge this guy or you let him go, because he's been held for 3.5 years, and now it's over 4 years at this point. They finally did decide to charge him, but only because they were ordered to by the courts. All of this right out in the open, and all the rest of America just keeps on chugging along, just completely oblivious to what's going on right underneath their noses. And this isn't a conspiracy theory. We're not getting on the air espousing some secretive plan by the New World Order to control everyone in America. No, this is what they are doing out in the open. This is the truth.
We outline it just every single night. That's what we do.
What do you mean?
Well, that's what's happening. We're tromping off towards some kind of weird hybrid between communism and socialism, some totalitarian regime.
Fascism and socialism.
Yes. And these things are documented. These aren't theories. These are documented. Yes.
And Americans just sit back, flip on the tube, crack open a brewski, go to bed the next night, wake up in the morning, do it all over again. When will they get a clue? Your thoughts, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Let's talk law enforcement. On the way, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Hour 3's coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.